Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Tuesday, April 30th, 2019. On this day in 1905, Albert Einstein completed his doctoral thesis at the University of Zurich. In 2016, 1 year after the peak of the refugee influx, the Senate decided to establish container villages at 17 locations. The so-called tempo homes, with room for 5,300 people, were intended to quickly improve the precarious accommodation of refugees and relieve the burden of emergency shelters. They were constructed according to the special building law for refugees, and their authorization is limited to 3 years. Those 3 years are just running out, and the question is arising, what now? The homes on Buchholzerstraße in Pankow are to be dismantled, where since October 2017, about 500 refugees have been living. An answer from the Senate Administration for Integration to an AFD inquiry about the Pankow complex now gives an insight into the total costs. The construction and material costs amounted to 9.5 million euros, the development of the infrastructure, 100,000 euros. The administration accounts for the financing with 1,000 euro per inhabitant, and the costs for dismantling are calculated at 4 million euros. Per reporting in the Berliner Zeitung, for the AFD, these figures are a scandal. Deputy faction leader Ronald Glaser remarked, quote, "It's a disgrace how the Senate deals with the hard-earned tax money of Berliners," pointing out that the Senate is now planning modular accommodations in Kirchstraße in Rosenthal, not too far from the container village. These accommodations are built of concrete and can remain standing for 80 years. Glaser suggested that in the short term, existing facilities will have to continue to be operated. The CDU is also pleading for the continued use of tempo homes. The Senate Department for Integration announced on Sunday that it is currently reviewing the sites to see if the containers can remain. This is impossible with the largest facility, however, the one on the Tempelhofer Feld, with around 1,000 spaces. There, the Tempelhofer Feld Act contradicts continued operation. The containers are also to disappear from Buchholzerstraße in Pankow. In this case, however, at least the containers should be included in the, quote, process of checking further use. Since Easter, residents and drivers of Bergmannstraße in Kreuzberg have been seeing green. In addition to the yellow parklets, the district office had neon green dots applied to the roadway. City Councilor Florian Schmidt of the Green Party announced that the dots are to encourage motorists to slow down, as he believes the 20 km/h signs would, quote, unfortunately often not be noticed. According to Sarah Luhmann, press spokeswoman for the Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg district office, the costs for the green road markings amounted to 146,500 euros. Per reporting in the Berliner Morgenpost, after just a week, the fresh shine of the neon green color had faded to a dirty yellow and are already clearly less visible, moving the public to question whether they still encourage drivers to slow down. Meanwhile, many residents are shaking their heads as the Bergmannstraße is redesigned, along with some district politicians. The unpopular parklets and road markings will probably be dismantled at the end of July. However, the Green City Councilor for Construction, Schmidt, had independently decided to leave Bergmannstraße as it is at the moment until at least November, contrary to a decision of the District Assembly or the BVV. The CDU faction in Kreuzberg has also now expressed its opinion. Oliver Federici, transport policy spokesman, and Kurt Wansner, member of parliament, stated that it is a blatant disregard of the criticism of the residents and the resolution of the district assembly. The CDU group is now calling for, quote, a quick end to this traffic political nonsense. Whether this will happen remains to be seen. The aim is to evaluate how the new concept will be received by November. Citizens' talks are also planned for this purpose. If they're positive, the parklets and green markings could remain. at a meeting of the car tuning scene in a parking lot at the Nonnendamm Allee in Spandau, the police inspected 65 souped-up cars on Saturday evening. The officers found technical defects on 8 vehicles, such as inadmissible or manipulated exhaust systems. In 7 cases, police reported administrative offenses, and 6 cars were secured for the purpose of preparing technical reports. For some drivers, the officers carried out alcohol and drug tests, and at speed checks in both directions, a vehicle traveling towards the old town of Spandau was measured at a rate of 113 kilometers per hour. According to police, followers of the tuning scene meet again and again in the parking lot at Nonnendamm Allee. According to a police spokeswoman, at the meeting on Saturday, which ended Sunday at 12:30 a.m., 150 to 200 vehicles were cited. In one case, the police executed an arrest warrant against a driver which had been issued for breaking and entering. And in related news, on Friday afternoon at Kudamm, police inspected several high-priced sports cars and confiscated 3 of them directly. The shortage of skilled workers in Berlin is worsening. According to a new study, the deficit rose from 121,000 in 2018 to 141,000 this year. This is a result of the new expert monitor of the Berlin Chamber of Industry and Commerce, or the IHK, the core results of which were made available to the DPA. Accordingly, it is reported that the supply of skilled workers in Berlin will decline significantly in the next decade. In 2030, the labor market is forecast to have around 303,000 fewer specialists than it does today. The situation is expected to worsen, especially from 2025 onwards, with the retirement of the baby boomer generation. According to reporting, the service sector is one of the industries most affected in 2019 as well as 2030. Particular gaps are found in office and secretarial occupations, in education, in social and domestic occupations, and in theology. The shortage of skilled workers is also having a strong impact on occupations in company organization and human resources. This is also becoming increasingly apparent in the IHK Business Survey, which is conducted regularly. When asked about the risks to their economic development, the proportion of companies citing a shortage of skilled labor had risen steadily in recent years. Chamber of Industry and Commerce warns that the shortage is the greatest economic risk for Berlin companies. In view of the new analysis, Chamber President Beatrice Kramm stated that, quote, "We must therefore all prepare ourselves for difficult times. Surely, digitization will play into our hands a little bit because some needs will be mitigated by it. Nevertheless, the demand for skilled workers will clearly exceed the supply in the future. One can only advise affected companies to become active at an early stage, for example, by investing in training and further education in good time." Kramm added that the forecasts also demonstrate the need for political action to improve the framework conditions for a better reconciliation of family and career, including, for example, sufficiently well-equipped daycare centers with flexible opening hours. And lastly, happy 1st of May. Berlin Briefing will take the day off and be back on Thursday. Thanks for listening.